We travel to the state of Nevada, to Carson City, where we find the Capital FFA chapter. Two members join us now to talk about what's going on there, Katie Jones, who is the reporter, and Christian Lamas, who is the sentinel of the Capital FFA chapter. And let's begin with you and talk about your SAE and what you want to do when you grow up.
So I raise rabbits for my SAE only for show. I want to be a veterinary technician because I don't want the full responsibility of a veterinarian quite yet.
So where do you get educated to become a technician?
One of the local community colleges actually has the veterinary technician program that I'm looking at. And the veterinary class that we offer at the high school actually helps me get into that class at the college.
How large is your FFA chapter?
Our FFA chapter has 120 members, I want to say. And our school has a total population of about 2,600 kids total. So we have room to grow, definitely.
Okay, let's talk to the Sentinel and talk to me about your FFA career choices.
So in FFA, this is only my second year in the FFA organization, and I've only competed in floriculture. But this upcoming year, hopefully, I'm going to be extending to other branches, other CDEs in FFA.
But floriculture is an important part of your chapter's work, is it not?
Yeah, because at our high school, we also have our own floral shop. And in there, we are able to learn a lot about floriculture, the floral industry. And so we are able to build, not just as florists and build our skills, but also able to learn about managing businesses, marketing plans, and all that that revolves around running a business.
And your chapter has some interesting projects that you work on for the benefit of all of us. So talk to me a little bit about that, Katie.
So this year, our floriculture program decided to put together a fundraiser for the Northern Nevada Domestic Violence Center, as well as the Carson Tahoe Breast Cancer Awareness Center. And we made floral arrangements involving pink and purple that represent the colors of domestic violence and breast cancer. And all of the proceeds are being split between the two organizations. However, I cannot take credit for that because that was Christian's idea.
Why did you come up with that idea, Christian?
Because at our school, we do arrangements for the teachers there. And since I chose to do the month of October, I had to think about making the arrangements. And I was thinking, what's one big important thing that goes on in October besides Halloween? And I remember on our Capitol building and down our main street, you just see pink and purple all throughout October. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, we could use this in our arrangements. And so originally it was just going to be for the teachers. But then on last minute, just kind of spur of the moment, I was like, if we wanted to, we could try doing this into a community thing and reach out to other people and not just get our name out there, but the name of these other organizations.
Another example, though, of FFA chapters going far beyond the schoolroom and far beyond your SAE to do community work. So if you could pick anywhere in the world you wanted to live and what you wanted to do more than any, what would it be?
That's deep.
Did I stump you?
Oh, yes. Because like, I have a passion to travel. Like, it's just one of my bucket list things to do. But if I had to go anywhere, I'd have to say either South Korea or majority of Europe, primarily just to go traveling, understand other cultures.
Okay. And how about you?
My two places that I would like to live are either Australia or Ireland, and I would like to specialize in exotic veterinary medicine in those places.
So you'd take care of the more exotic animals rather than cows and pigs and dogs and cats?
Yeah, I like dogs and cats a lot, but if I moved to Australia, it would be kangaroos, kookaburras, things like that as well.
Finally, let's give credit to your FFA advisor, who is?
Charlie Mann.
Good job, Charlie, when you take a look at the community service again by your FFA chapter. Katie Jones, who is reporter, Christian Lamas, who is sentinel of the Capital FFA in Nevada.